I saw you with that loud mouth, pinning his feces to the door. Was he really on your side? A first stone thrown to loosen the ecclesiastic grip. Much blood spent until it was finally agreed to disagree with guarantee in security. Then that plucky little kingdom popped up with monastic discipline, impressing everybody far and near, engendering admiration, putting the fear of iron into the soul, tightening the fetters, rendering you shipshape. But in other parts, the gullet was full of despicable injustices swallowed from oppressors and spurns suffered. Shackles were wrenched off, at least for a time. Some of you looked askance, some were inspired, were encouraged, follow suit. You rose up. Now it was the turn of the oppressors to shake and shiver in their boots. Their ruthlessness knew no bounds, at all costs. Rivers of blood had to flow until calm and order were restored and enforced again with iron. Lost and survived, and could bear the suffocation no longer, went elsewhere, where breathing was easier. Those of you who remained adapted were selected by cultural evolution, awaiting, even yearning for, the next disastrous chapter, the power grab to become imperial. Number one led to self-destruction. Thank you. which you have today apparently recovered. Apparently. Who have you become today? Who do you imagine yourselves to be? Having long since forced your most highly spirited, freedom-loving, into banishment,